AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. 5 days after a deadly attack on Bourbon Street,
Carnival, Jennifer!
New Orleans held its first parade of the carnival season. It happened just blocks from where 14 people were killed by the driver of a pickup truck. Amir Tubod Gray lives in New Orleans.
I'm praying that, you know, people understand that, you know, this might have happened, but at the same token, like, we're going to get back on track. And, you know, New Orleans is going to come back resilient as ever, you know less strong for sure.
Before the parade, President Biden paid tribute to victims at nearby St. Louis Cathedral.
My wife Jill and I are here to stand with you, to grieve with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are not alone.
The attack in New Orleans is the deadliest assault on U.S. soil in years, inspired by the Islamic State group. A strong magnitude 7.1 earthquake killed at least 95 people in western China near Mount Everest. Another round of bitter cold weather is expected to reach the south. In Louisville, Kentucky, Mayor Craig Greenberg says the problem is keeping up with snowfall.
Our crews are not going to stop. They are going to keep working 24/7. Until we get the roads back into a better shape than they are right now.
Elsewhere, wind chill temperatures could dip into the teens and low 20s from Texas across the Gulf Coast. A shooting at the Honduran consulate just outside Atlanta left one person dead. A suspect is in custody. The Minneapolis City Council approved an agreement with the federal government to overhaul the city's police training and use of force policies in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. The man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO outside a New York hotel is unlikely to appear in Manhattan federal court again before mid-February. Prosecutors and lawyers are asking for more time to prepare the case for trial. This is AP News. The bird flu that has been spreading among animals has claimed the first human life in the U.S. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
It was in Louisiana, where health officials have said the person was over 65, had underlying medical problems, and had been in contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock. They also said a genetic analysis suggested the virus had mutated inside the patient, which could have led to more severe illness.
I think it's really important for people to think about a couple things.
Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the University of Saskatchewan.
If they have backyard chickens or pigeons or birds of any kind, they really need to be careful about that. And that means wearing appropriate personal protective equipment when they are anywhere near the birds.
Rasmussen also recommends keeping pets away from wild or dead birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.